This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. An Israeli airstrike in the southern Gazan city of Rafah triggered a massive blaze in a tent camp with displaced people, killing dozens and prompting an outcry from global leaders. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said on Monday the strike was not intended to kill civilians and would be investigated. Reuters correspondent Angela Johnston reports.
The U.S. called images following the strike devastating and urged Israel to take every precaution to protect civilians. On social media, French President Emmanuel Macron said he was outraged. The German foreign minister and EU foreign policy chief called for the court's ruling to be respected.
I condemn this in the stronger terms.
Israel's military said Sunday's strike, based on, quote, precise intelligence, had eliminated Hamas's chief of staff for the West Bank, plus another official behind deadly attacks on Israelis.
Reuters correspondent Angela Johnston. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky on Monday called on the West to use all means to force Russia to peace talks during a visit to Madrid, which pledged 1 billion euros in military aid as a Russian offensive gained new ground. U.S. President Joe Biden made a Memorial Day holiday pledge on Monday. His country will continue the work of the nations fallen toward a more perfect union, quote, for which they lived and for which they died.
Freedom has never been guaranteed. Every generation has to earn it, fight for it, defend it in battle between autocracy and democracy, between the greed of a few and the rights of many.
Biden at a remembrance ceremony at Arlington National Cemetery. This is VOA News.